and high levels of awesomeness,
which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cava Radio with Daddy Smooth! Tonight, Cava Radio hangs the stockings with care, sips on some eggnog, and kisses under the mistletoe with its Christmas holiday special! Teddy and E-Rock bring in the holiday season with Christmas radio plays, Christmas music, and Christmas joy. Free presents to give away. As always, upcoming events. I'm Eric, jolly old Saint Eric Carberry. And now, here's Teddy Smooth!
Oh yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, E-Rock, you called it the holiday show, but it's the holiday explosion show. Oh, yes. There's the bombs bursting. Bombs bursting in air. Oh, thank you so much.
I don't know if fireworks are allowed in here, but...
They're allowed tonight for the next 2 weeks, Christmas and New Year's.
Fair enough.
I'm lighting off fireworks in here. Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Hey, nice to see you again.
I see all of you.
Oh, my naughty little elf.
Oh, gosh, so they've all come out.
Oh, wow. That is some...
That's a short skirt.
Holiday cheer right there. Thank you so much.
Short skirt on a short elf.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yes.
I'd consider that a headband.
E-Rock likes them short.
I sure do.
He likes them elves. All right, everybody. Have a seat. Have a seat. Welcome to the third annual Holiday Explosion Show.
Explosion!
Yes, it's been a beautiful long 3 years, and some people might ask, well, you haven't had your three-year anniversary. How can you have your third annual Holiday Explosion Show? Well, we actually started in April 3 years ago, so this coming April will be our third annual. But we've had the third annual Halloween Spooktacular, and this is our third annual Holiday Explosion Show. Maybe we can throw in some special effects, these bombs. Because I do have to say, this is a pre-recorded show. We are not live tonight. We've actually pre-recorded this on another date because...
So don't call in because we're not going to pick it up.
Teddy Smooth is on vacation. I don't know why I'm talking in third person. And
it seems like a good thing to do around the holiday. We always talk in first person, third person.
And E-Rock, I'm not... What are you going to be doing... this coming Tuesday, any special plans?
This coming Tuesday.
I mean, tonight?
I think I'm actually maybe heading up to Whistler for a night.
So there you have it. I'm on vacation, and so is E-Rock. So this is a pre-recorded show, but that doesn't mean we won't be full of holiday cheer.
And eggnog.
We have, and some rum.
Food.
And some rum.
And rum.
Some more rum.
Some food.
And lots of cheer. Maybe a side of rum on there.
We'll definitely get cheerful after that much rum.
We'll see how the end of the show turns out after all this rum.
Or it might not get cheerful.
It just might get angry and fighting. Because the holidays, they're supposed to be cheerful and full of love. But as some of you may know, and I've experienced on a couple occasions with my family, a little bit of the holiday eggnog and rum can lead to some in-house fighting. So,
yes,
it's just a lot of pressure every year. There's always a presence, and if you're not don't have that much money, it can be a very stressful time. Everyone sort of puts all this pressure on you to buy presents. And
you don't get what you want. You might punch somebody.
Or even just that, people make lists. I hate the list. Like, who cares? If you think of me and buy me something cool, then that's cool. I don't want to have to make a list and say, like, give me this, give me this.
I used to make a list as a kid and put it up on the fridge. It was a long, very long list.
Long list.
Very expensive things on it.
Yes.
And there was a couple of years where I got some of the things.
Yeah.
But I think that was more just, you know.
I had that too. I think kids have it. But I think as I got older, I just got really sick of the list because it's like, say, you know, you put that list down, especially as an adult. It's like, Christmas is not the time just to get all the crap that you couldn't afford yourself from the rest of the year. I like Thanksgiving myself a little bit better than the holiday Christmas time, because it's like all the cheer and all the fun and all the good food of Christmas without like all the pressures of perfect gifts and all the other crap they shove down you in the media and stuff. So Christmas and the holidays should be about family, hanging out, getting together, having a good time. So hopefully that's what you're experiencing.
And hey, throw a little cash my way, because I'm not going to take that back.
Yeah. Throw me some gift cards, some cash. Mm-hmm. Tonight on the program, it's a jam-packed show. We have a bunch of fun things. Many thanks to Alan Forsyth for another contribution to our show tonight, as well as Columbia Academy has provided us with the Santa Claus True North Pole story. It's a big radio play that's going to be coming up a little bit later in the show. And we also have some Cabaradio special moment, holiday moments. So it's and of course tons of music, and we're trying to stay away from the normal type of stuff you hear in the malls and all that crap. We've put together some really fun Christmas tunes that you may have never heard before. Beautiful, beautiful E-Rock.
Thanks. I've been working on my acapella.
So let's get right into our holiday explosion show. My name is Teddy. That's E-Rock over there.
Yo.
Stick around. Listen in for the cue to write in tonight, because we're going to have you write in, not phone in, for the prizes. And actually, this first song is a brand new Christmas song that we're going to get into. If you're on Facebook and you join the local band page, Mother Mother, they actually have a Christmas song that they just made, just like last week, and they've released it, and you can get it for free, and it's sort of a fun holiday tune. It's called Hit or Miss Christmas, and here it is right here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM, back with Christmas holiday cheer and a whole lot more.
Okay. Hey, Sam.
Yes, Paul?
Why are you playing Happy Birthday? This is our Christmas album.
Well, Paul, because Christmas is Jesus' birthday.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot. Jesus is awesome.
Yeah, he sure is.
Birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, Bethlehem. Come and behold him, for the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Adore him, Christ the Lord, Christ the Lord, Christ the Lord, Christ the Lord, Lord.
And now, Holiday Moments by Cabba Radio.
You know, I always really love the holidays. I always go home, visit the family and the friends. We always go out to this neighborhood pub called Darcy's. It's just some hangout of ours. When I'm there, I usually look for some stranger to go home with. We have unprotected sex, and, you know, for the next 6 weeks, I worry about STIs and babies. Happy holidays, everybody.
This has been Holiday Moments by Cabba Radio.
STIs and babies. It's the holidays.
It's the holidays,
baby. STIs. I worry about STIs and babies. Ooh. The holidays.
It's the holiday.
The holidays.
STIs
and babies.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday. Thursday night only. Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Santa Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Children sing and clap their hands and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to a man he even understands. Kumaras and kumbaras do they dance a da them. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings Ujucharilla. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la.
Hey, Dominic, buon Natale.
Oh, yes, that is, I think, one of the songs that perhaps you may not have heard ever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you heard it. I played it last Christmas on the holiday show, too.
And we all know that every one of you was listening last year, so you did hear it.
But in case you don't know that song, that was Dominique the Donkey, the Italian Christmas Donkey, by Lou Monte. And I just love that song. I'd never heard it before last year, and it's just one of those songs where you don't hear that in the mall.
No, you don't.
You're not cruising through Le Chateau and hear, e-aw, e-aw. Maybe that doesn't inspire shopping. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Before, I hope you don't hear that when you're walking through there.
Before that, we had a cab radio moment with STIs and Babies.
Yes, good one.
Beautiful, beautiful singing by E-Rock and myself. Mm-hmm. And before that, 123 Presents with Come All Ye Faithful. Now, 123 Presents is actually a side project that our friend from Talentine, Paul Anthony, did a few years ago. So we're getting the CanCon in there for the Christmas
Throwing
time.
It in.
Because we need the CanCon for the holiday season.
We love supporting CanCon as well.
We're back here with Cabaret with Teddy Smooth. I'm Teddy. That's E-Rock.
Ho, ho, ho.
Check us out online, CITR.ca. You'll find our podcast there. This is episode 131,
Woo!
Our third annual Halloween. Why do I always say that? Third annual
holiday explosion show.
That is 38 Entertainment right
Sound
there.
Sound effects are awesome.
We have a jam-packed show tonight. Again, I do have to remind you, this is a pre-recorded show, and you're thinking to yourself, why didn't they fix that mistake? Well, because we want to kind of keep it like it is live, because we do screw up and...
screw up.
Yeah, see, definitely. Just like that. Just like that was a plant. I meant to do that.
We scripted that one, actually. no, it's true. We like to keep it third rate, so why would we polish things up?
There's no need.
No need.
No need. A little bit later in the show, we have some prizes to give away to the Rio Theater, so stick around for those. It's not going to be a call-in tonight. You will have to type us at cabaradio@gmail.com, at cabaradio@gmail.com.
Speaking of third rate, I was watching last night the Muppets Star Wars special.
I've never seen that.
And Luke Skywalker comes on and with C-3PO and R2-D2, and they're like, where are we? Where have we landed? And Luke says, it looks like we've landed on some sort of third-rate variety show. And Kermit looks at him, and he's like, isn't it at least second? I laughed. I thought, third rate. All right, the Muppets started third rate.
So you're basically saying we are the Muppets of,
yes,
of Radio Land.
Exactly.
Perfect.
I'm wondering when Luke Skywalker is going to show up. Luke! Luke!
Ah! I am not your father. I am your father. That was terrible.
That was really good.
I got the line wrong, and that was a very terrible impression.
Yes. Well, hey.
But that's how it goes. Now, what's not third rate and what is very good is our very next segment here. Excited, sort of like a holiday tradition on Cab Radio. Columbia Academy, the school that I used to go for broadcasting.
That gave you your silky smooth voice?
Well, no, I think that was – they just honed it. I had the silky smooth voice myself.
Right.
But a couple of years ago when I was going there, I went there around the holiday time, and they actually put together a radio play called The Santa Claus True North Pole Story. Now, one of the students wrote it, and then we actually produced it by using at least one line from everybody in the whole school. Mm. So it was a very very ambitious and unique project. And actually, the voiceover guy, the guy telling the story, is actually our good friend Johnny Chops, who was here last week for the Action and Adventure show.
Johnny Chops.
And you may recognize the very first voice that appears in this radio play. So listen in for the very first voice. This is the Santa Claus True North Pole Story, brought to you by Columbia Academy. Stay tuned. We will have upcoming events and a whole lot more music here on the third annual
Holiday Explosion Show.
Here it is, the Santa Claus True North Pole Story.
Explosion.
I suppose it's hard to imagine spreading joy throughout the entire world. I think that's what makes him so hard to believe in.
I just remember nights of music and joy and laughter that were unparalleled.
I don't think people understand what kind of pressure he's under.
He works year-round in the coldest of climates for the sole purpose of one night of magic. A man who gives and expects nothing in return. With his joyous charm and Christmas spirit, Santa Claus has perfected the great anticipated holiday. But it wasn't always mistletoe and yuletide for the jolly stout man in red. Over the next while, we will lay bare the incredible story of Santa Claus and the Christmas that almost never was. On the Santa Claus True North Pole Story. For the most part, Christmas came as a perfect ending to a perfect year. His elves were always hard at work, on time every day to deliver the finest gifts the world could ever know.
Some years were harder than others. There were times when we had to really hurry to meet the deadline. There were times when we had only 6 reindeer because the others were sick. It could be a struggle, but we always managed to pull through. This one year, we miscalculated, and we didn't know what to do.
So Julius, the head elf, comes up with this idea that instead of giving the bad children toys, we give them lumps of coal. It was a warm year, so we had extra. It was brilliant.
Julius, the head elf and chief engineer, had overseen countless holiday seasons, always ensuring the presents would be completed on time. But in later years, the world began to grow, and with it, so did the technology. Nothing Santa and the elves had faced could have ever prepared them for what happened next. On a snowy November evening, the North Pole received more wishes than ever before.
Oh, it was awful! All the electronics were going out of control. We were behind schedule because none of us knew what we were doing. We received an amazing amount of emails, more than I have ever seen, which overloaded our mainframe and caused a power outage and what we elves refer to as the Great Crash. And Santa, well, he just sat there reading a bunch of letters. I don't have time for this, you know. I need it pronto. I need it today.
Julius was really upset. He told Santa to be ready for that year, but sometimes the big guy likes to stick to his old ways. He was always telling Santa we needed to upgrade.
At that point, we didn't care how many candy canes we was getting paid. It wasn't worth it.
That evening, an argument ensued that would change the course of history forever.
We invited him over for cookies and to talk. Julius said he told us we should have upgraded and felt he wasn't being listened to. The poor dear. I think he was under a lot of stress from keeping the other elves motivated with the workload.
Santa was so nonchalant about it, you know? I've got deadlines to meet. I mean, I like making toys, but I need to be appreciated for my work. Come on!
When he talked to Santa, he was hoping he would get results. When he didn't, this made Julius even more upset.
And why not? We couldn't keep up. We had no idea what we were doing with the iPods and the... What do you call it?
PlayStation!
PlayStation, Schmaystation. Who cares?
Disgruntled and pessimistic about his workload and technology that he had no means of keeping up to, Julius gave up on Santa, stepped onto the production floor, and announced the elves of the North Pole were now on strike.
I knew that if my fellow elves weren't happy, I wasn't happy, and therefore the children weren't going to be happy. I did what I did because I care about Christmas, okay? That's what I do. I care.
It was time for us elves to take a stand.
I couldn't believe my pointy little ears when I heard the order.
With the elves on strike and the North Pole in shambles, Santa Claus was in for one black Christmas. Julius, the head elf, demanded his elves be taken seriously. Disobeying elf protocol, he contacted the media. The resulting frenzy came swiftly.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, ho! Unfair labor has got to go! Hey, hey, ho, ho, ho! Unfair labor has got to go!
Hey, I'm live here at the North Pole, where a dispute between management and workers has escalated into a full-on strike. The North Pole is in chaos today, with
thousands of elves walked off the job
in what appears to be
a dispute over technology training.
You can see behind me, the doors are closed.
Why would an elf go and do such a thing?
The NASDAQ gained 5 points today, and an elf is standing up to Santa.
Everyone.
Everywhere.
You can't turn on your radio, TV, or computer without hearing about...
Julius.
Julius.
Julius, the elf that's trying to stop Christmas.
Pressure mounted in the public eye. The media saw Julius as a hero who controlled the destiny of their Christmas and the future of Christmases to come.
And I want everyone to know that if you want something for Christmas, why not ask Santa for some better equipment? Why not ask for the proper training? Why not ask him to appreciate his elves instead of ignoring their warnings and suffering the consequences?
With all the media attention, Santa decided to go on the talk show circuit to share his side of the story, which took a turn for the worse.
Welcome back. As you know, my guest today is Santa Claus. Santa, why do you feel you're the one who's right?
Oh, I never said I'm the one who's right. I just feel that the elves don't believe in themselves. Why, they have more skills than anyone in the world. And if they just came back to work, they would remember all the joy and cheer and
well,
happiness.
Well, we've got a special surprise for you, Santa. Please welcome to the stage, Julius.
Oh?
Now, Julius, you're leading the elves in a strike. Why?
Because Santa over here, he's not taking our demand seriously. All we ask for is a little bit of respect.
Well, I respect you. Of course I respect you. I can't remember
a
time.
No, listen, I'm talking here.
Yo, Jerry, can I say something to that guy in the red suit?
Santa Claus.
Yeah, I think you should start giving them what they want and stop eating so much milk and cookies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of cookies. Can't get down the chimney as much anymore, yeah, Santa?
Oh, it costs a fortune for everything they want. We're a non-profit organization. I'm not doing anything to them. It's you people who want all these fancy toys. It's you people who are causing all this trouble. You don't know me? That's it. You're all on my naughty list, including you, Jerry Springer. I know where you live. I know where you all live.
Without the help of his elves, Santa felt abandoned and betrayed. Mrs. Claus felt it best from then on that she took care of the publicity.
My Santa never was too good with speaking publicly. He didn't have time to be doing these shows anyway. There was much work to be done. I knew if anyone could clear his name, it would be Rudolph and Frosty.
Thanks for being here today, Frosty and Rudolph. Before we go, is there anything you'd like to add?
Yes, I'd just like to say that Santa Claus is a good man. He took my disability, and he made me feel accepted, like I had a purpose. He's a man that truly cares about equality for everyone.
Frosty, is there anything you'd like to say?
Well, Santa took me in off the street and gave me a home. Made me feel like I would never need to worry again. By the way, have you seen my hat? I can't live without my hat.
No, I'm sorry. I don't think you were wearing a hat.
Don't give me that. I was wearing a hat when I came in here. You made me take it off. Gosh, it's hot under these lights.
It was then that disaster struck. Following the taping, Frosty needed to be rushed to a freezer immediately. Rudolph, convinced Frosty was assassinated by the elves, becomes extremely paranoid. Thinking he was next, he went into seclusion in Canada.
So this little red-nosed hoser shows up at my door, eh? We let him in. He seemed pretty edgy. The game was on, so I thought the Canucks might help calm him down, eh?
It was great. We made him light up his nose every time we scored, eh?
Meanwhile, the Frosty incident caused the media to take advantage of a public humiliation and exploit it.
Tonight, what goes on behind the scenes at the North Pole?
Frosty melts on camera. Is this Santa's revenge?
The jolly fat man you thought you knew is up to no good.
What caused Rudolph to abandon the North Pole? The answer will shock you.
Does Santa have an eating disorder? The incriminating photographs the North Pole doesn't want you to see.
Upset by the fiasco, Santa turned to his wife.
I knew I had to take matters into my own hands. At times like this, Santa used to read letters from the very first Christmas. He used them as inspiration because he granted everyone's wish that year. I thought if they inspired Santa, maybe they would inspire Julius. So I mailed them to Julius, anonymously, of course. Then I sent Santa out with the reindeer to go find Rudolph.
Santa and the remaining reindeer headed south, landing on the roof of a cabin that had an eerie red glow. He went in accompanied by Dasher and Dancer.
We found him on the couch watching hockey. Rudolph ran for the closet, but Dasher and I got the drop on him.
So me and Dance are like, hey, what's the matter? And he's all scared like we've come to melt him too. The poor little guy, I guess all that name calling really shot his nerves.
I had Frosty's head in a cooler with us so he could see he was still alive and that everything would be okay.
Frosty was my favorite Christmas guy, eh? So when I found out he lost his hat, I gave him my magic toque, eh?
It was blessed by the hand of Wayne Gretzky himself, eh?
I placed it on his head. His body grew back, and sure enough, he began to dance around, eh? Dancer joined in, of course.
What can I say? I love to dance!
Convinced Frosty was okay, Rudolph and the rest returned to the North Pole. With so much that had gone wrong, Santa was convinced there would never be a Christmas again. Disappointed in his elves, and with no solution in sight, he had finally hit rock bottom.
I had just finished speaking with the UN, who are supporting my case, by the way. My beautiful, lovely assistant, Miss Holloway, brought me an unmarked package.
When he looked at the letters, I saw the expression on his face change completely. I thought I could hear sleigh bells.
Until that point, I thought I knew everything. I thought I had the support of everyone. I had heard about the letters. I just never thought I'd be reading them.
The letters were from sick children, homeless children, and the abandoned who asked for nothing more but to see their families or to be healthy again.
And then there was this one girl. And all she wanted was her little kitty back. How did Santa grant all these wishes? I mean, if he could show this level of dedication, then maybe, just maybe, building an iPod wasn't so hard after all. It was then that I came up with my newest plan.
Through a drastic turn of events, Julius contacted numerous members of the electronic industry's major moguls.
Well, my secretary tells me it's an elf on the phone. Who knows how he got my number? But before I knew it, I was in a meeting with my competitors in Palm Springs.
The industry saw this as a perfect opportunity to make a profit.
So Julius starts going on about how we need to assist the North Pole by any means necessary. But I mean, what was he going to pay us with? Candy canes? None of us were buying it.
I came up with this idea. What about corporate sponsorship, huh? We could dress that sleigh up like a stock car, and Santa could have patches all over his red coat.
I'd never seen a bigger bunch of Scrooges in my life. They just didn't get it. I told them, look, Christmas isn't about how much money you spend or how much you guys make. If you guys can't help us, there's not going to be a Christmas ever again. The problem is that it's become too corporate. Too many people are buying too much just because you guys invented something new. It's not about how much is made or how much is given. It's about being together with your loved ones and showing them how much you care. And nothing you make or that I make will ever be able to accomplish that.
The North Pole, Christmas Eve. Mrs. Claus calls
Santa,
a press conference.
Yeah. Noel!
Santa, is the North Pole closed for good?
Is it true you're addicted to milk?
Are you feeding your reindeer candy cane? Santa!
I'd like to thank the members of the press for coming out today. As you know, tomorrow is Christmas, and we don't have enough toys. These past weeks have shown that the world has become too technologically advanced for us. It is with sincere regret that I hereby announce, from this day forth, there will no longer be a Christmas.
Santa, honey? I didn't call this conference because Christmas is canceled.
What?
She called it because...
The strike is over!
I got those letters you sent me, and I realized I was wrong. I'm so sorry, Santa. I didn't want to ruin Christmas.
But I never sent you any letters.
Well, sometimes it helps to see things from someone else's point of view.
While Santa was away, Julius had reopened the factory and sealed a deal that they would receive the most up-to-date software and electronics as long as the elves would never strike again. Industry mogul James Cunningham.
Well, to be honest, we never believed in Santa Claus until we saw this news coverage. After Julius contacted us, we didn't know what to think. But that elf can be one persuasive little guy. From that day forward, we agreed to do anything we could for the North Pole. Besides, my kids want a lot of stuff this year.
We had everything we needed. The North Pole became the leading example of modern technology. Now we're offered training in Korea and Japan.
They learn very quickly how to make a Tickle Me Elmo.
It was a close call this year, but thanks to a fortunate turn of events, the North Pole is back in full production, making this not just a great Christmas for us, but also for Santa and all the elves.
Once again, Santa and his elves overcame the struggle of the Christmas they would never forget. They are now working more efficiently than ever, and that night, nobody got a lump of coal. The world rejoiced. Santa had done it again. To celebrate, he held the annual Boxing Day party with Julius as his guest of honor.
It's the Snoopy D double jizzy off the heezy for sheezy. Did they? Hey, man. Yo, Claus throw some mean parties. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, boy! Holla!
There's no one quite like him. He is the spirit of Christmas.
I couldn't get in. I said, you got to let me in. I'm Mr. G, you foo, you sucker. Foo sucker chump.
I love the Boxing Day party. Woo!
To Santa Claus.
To Julius.
To the best Christmas ever. And God bless us, everyone.
Merry Christmas to all. And to all a good night. On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen. On Comet and Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. Oh, and you too, Rudolph. Ho, ho, ho! Oh, Mr. T, what are you doing here?
Hey, Santa, how about a ride? Where we going, fool?
Many thanks to Columbia Academy with their radio play there, the Santa Claus True North Pole story right here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. Third annual Holiday
Explosion
Show. I'm Teddy Smooth. Right over there is E-Rock.
Ho, ho, ho.
We are pre-recorded tonight, so we're not live. We're both on vacation, but we wanted to bring you our holiday show nonetheless. So here we are, right here, pumping into your living room.
So now, were you saying earlier that that radio play was every person that was involved in Columbia Academy had a voice in there?
Yeah, even the production, there were the teachers, because there was production, there was video production, TV production, and radio broadcasting. So probably all in total about 50 people.
Oh, wow. And
so everyone got like one line. I mean, obviously some of them were like Johnny Chops was the main voiceover guy, but everyone in the school got at least one line. So it was a great undertaking, very ambitious and super cool.
I'm surprised you got Mr. T to do a cameo there right at the end.
Yeah, Mr. T was in there.
Didn't realize he was part of your class.
He was a guest teacher.
Oh,
he was doing a special guest teaching spot on how to pronounce words well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Mm. Mr. T, one of the teachers at Columbia Academy. So, yeah, that was a great – that's what's sort of sad. Columbia Academy has since sort of – well, that version of it, due to some bad dealings when the school got sold, has actually closed down, which was really quite sad. Within 4 months, this guy bought it, and there was all these shady dealings, and the whole school closed down. But
did he turn it into a whorehouse?
No, he just he basically bought it to bankroll some more money. So he had never had any intention really to
keep it going.
So he just wanted to borrow money off of it. It was a very terrible, terrible thing.
Unfortunate.
But Columbia Academy has sort of resurfaced at the Van Arts Center, Van Arts downtown. And some of the same teachers are there as well. So if you're interested in the world of broadcasting, you can check out Columbia Academy at the Van Arts Center.
Mm.
Moving on here on the Holiday Explosion Show, we are going to get back into some music. We also have another sort of radio play slash advice show. Written by Circus Maximus Players, a.k.a. Alan Forsyth, and produced by Cabaradio. So that's coming up in just a bit.
Mm.
Also, some more fun music, and we still have those prizes to give away during upcoming events. And actually, upcoming events, there's not many this week, so it's going to be short and sweet, but we're going to give away some prizes so you can win at home. What you'll need to do is you're going to actually have to write us when we give you the cue to write at cabaradio@gmail.com. cabaradio@gmail.com. Let's get back into some holiday music.
Mm.
And here's
Joyous and abundant.
As we set off the top of the show, maybe doing some music that maybe you necessarily haven't heard, especially not doing the malls. And I know for a fact you probably haven't heard this one in the malls. It's a very unique song by the Wet Spots. If you know the Wet Spots, then you know what type of music is about to come out of their mouths. So enjoy right here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM. Here's the Wet Spots with Fist Me for Christmas.
Which may make a great present for someone.
It's Christmas time, and all through town, the people run around, buying lots of pretty things they'll throw away. But darling, you've no need to prove your love with gifts and trinkets. You can show me that you care another way. Just fist me this Christmas, do me underneath the Christmas tree. Leave the gifts, just bring the Crisco, 'cause Christmas means fisting to me. I don't need decorations or expensive celebrations or a never-ending spending spree. 'Cause let me tell you, mister, the gift I can't resist is when you're buried to your wrist in me. Just fist me this Christmas, do me underneath the Christmas tree. Leave the gifts, just bring the Crisco, 'cause Christmas means fisting to me. Now the snow is falling and the relatives are calling, but we're letting it rain. singing glory, hallelujah. Very merry to you, we'll be swinging in the Christmas sling. Just as me this Christmas. Do me underneath the Christmas tree. Fist me this Christmas. Cause Christmas means fisting to me. Cause Christmas means fisting to me.
To ask yourself one question, do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Midnight movies at the Rio go down every Friday night, and features this month include Die Hard, Home Alone, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and Goodfellas. For more information on everything happening at the Rio Theater, check out their schedule at riotheater.ca/schedule.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
And now, Holiday Moments by Cabot Radio.
The holidays are a real special time for me, because every year I save $1,000. And on Christmas Eve, I go out and spend it on hookers and blow. I don't really remember what happens next. Happy holidays.
This has been Holiday Moments by Cabot Radio. Hookers and blow on the holidays.
On the holidays.
Hookers and blow.
Hookers and blow.
I take my $1,000.
Spend his money.
Hookers and blow.
Hookers and blow.
Oh, hookers and blow.
Hookers and blow.
Oh, hookers and blow. And the holidays.
Holidays.
Are so, so sweet. I love hookers and blow.
He loves hookers and blow.
As you may know.
I know.
I love hookers
and blow. He said that already.
Holidays. Holidays.
Just pull your chair up close to your radio. Tune it up good and loud. 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 Tune it up good and loud.
All right.
Come on, man.
Well, I don't know, but I've been told there's something going on at the North Pole. Santa and his elves at a factory. Dancing around the world's biggest Christmas tree. They're doing a Santa Claus boogie.
Santa Claus boogie.
It's a Santa Claus boogie.
Santa Claus boogie.
You gotta take some time to believe in Santa Claus. My Uncle Henry's got a bad back. When he tries to walk, you hear him pop and crack. But at Christmas time, the spirit sets him free. He jumps and hollers doing a Santa Claus boogie. It's a Santa Claus boogie.
Santa Claus boogie.
It's a Santa Claus boogie.
Santa Claus boogie.
You gotta take some time to believe in Santa Claus. Talk dirty in a native tongue. You never seen nobody shake and shimmy like an Indian dancer doing the Santa Claus boogie. It's a Santa Claus boogie.
Santa Claus boogie.
It's a Santa Claus boogie.
Santa Claus boogie.
Said, hey ho, Lena. Ho, ho, no witch in my day.
Hey,
Ronnie Gettman on a slide guitar.
all believe in the Santa Claus burger. It's a Santa Claus burger. Santa Claus burger. Yeah, it's a Santa Claus burger. You gotta take some time to believe in Santa Claus. It's a Santa Claus burger. It's a Santa Claus burger. You gotta take some time to believe in Santa Claus.
To Cabaret Radio's third annual Holiday Explosion Show right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned as Teddy and E-Rock bring you upcoming events and more fun music.
Yeah! UBC Learning Exchange Trek program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during reading week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.
Start off this week of upcoming events, the week of December 21st, with this Friday at the Rio Theater, the midnight show, A Christmas Story at Midnight. Have you seen The Christmas Story?
Yes, Rob? I have.
A very funny movie.
Yes, indeed.
Way back in 1983. It's actually, I think, my dad's favorite Christmas movie. Very, very cool story. Like, there is a little boy who wants a toy gun for Christmas, and there's a voiceover. I don't know. It's hard to explain, really. But it's a lot of fun. A great movie for all ages, and a great, great Christmas movie. Mm. So that's this Friday. Admission is at 11:30, and then show, prizes, and hosting is going to be at midnight. That's also going to be what we're giving away prizes tonight for. So if you'd like to win two tickets to A Christmas Story this coming Friday at midnight at the Rio Theater, please write to us at cabaradio@gmail.com. That's cabaradio@gmail.com. And just say, I want two tickets to The Christmas Story. And those tickets are all yours. What's that?
I hope things don't go down like they did last week at the Rio there for a nice, calm Christmas story.
Yeah, hopefully things will go a lot smoother. That's a whole other story, a whole other night to talk about that. But yes, crazy night at the Rio last
Friday.
And
a new host.
And a new host. Yeah, I've been there for a month.
Yes.
People have been canceling or...
Well, I believe this might be his first time.
Hopefully. No, he's been there before.
He's been there before. Okay. Tyler.
Tyler, yeah. Yeah. Tyler.
Great, funny man, funny
Tyler
man.
Tyler Nickel. He'll be there hosting. So go out and see A Christmas Story. Moving on, there is no moving on because that's it for this week's upcoming events. There is no Kitty Nights because Kitty Nights falls on a Sunday, which falls on Christmas. Huh. And there doesn't seem to be a hell of a lot more going on. So what I'm going to say for upcoming events is find your own, but I encourage you to go do it with family. You know,
it is that time of year.
Have a few tipsy rum and eggnogs. Hang out with the family. No matter what religion or creed you are, like, just be with your family this upcoming event week. Because it's a good time to do some stuff with family. So that's upcoming events for this week. Well, back to the show here. It's our third annual holiday explosion show.
Explosion!
Right here on Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smooth. I'm Teddy. That's E-Rock.
Yo, ho, ho.
Now,
yo.
If you like our show, you like our variety show, you can find all our shows online at CITR.ca under shows under the letter C. You'll find all of our podcasts and you can listen to them. You can download them.
We have a lot.
This one we're doing right now is 131. So
whoa!
Lots to choose from, including last week's show was spectacular. It was our action and adventure show.
Fun time. Lance Fierro.
Lance Fierro and Johnny Chops and Circus Maximus, Radio Play, all sorts of good times. You can also find us in the iTunes Store. We're a free podcast download. Just search CITR-CABRadio. Click on the subscribe button. It makes it super easy. You just click on the subscribe, and every week it will automatically, the new podcast will be dumped into your iTunes box.
And like we said, it's free. So if you see us on the streets, just throw quarters at us.
We need the money.
We accept it.
It's the holiday season. We need money. Please give us money.
We're coming into your box every week. At least you can do is help us.
Just a couple quarters. That's all we
Nickels.
Need.
Nickels. I don't
That's
care.
All we need. So yeah, download our podcast and check us out. We have tons of shows. You can even go way back to episode 1 and 2 where me and E-Rock weren't quite so smooth.
I don't think I talked much during those ones at all.
You weren't sure what to do.
Yeah, it was. I didn't even have the E-Rock now, wasn't even around. It
now
was,
I can't shut you up.
I know. He made a mistake there, sir.
I encouraged you to speak, and now my monster has come alive and is. And has gone against his master.
Master.
We have a little bit more show to get to, some more fun songs. We also have a little radio play / survival guide brought Ooh. To you by Circus Maximus Players. So that's coming up just around the corner. Right here on the third annual Holiday Explosion Show, CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be back after this.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa?
Christmas in Las Vegas. Decorate your tree with chips. Let's roll a yo beneath the mistletoe while that angel strips. Rudolph sold the sled, now he's betting on red in a casino made out of gingerbread. Christmas in Las Vegas, it's a trip. The wise men are rolling sevens, the elves are doubling down. Light a candle and pull the handle, I love that jingling sound. Every showgirl and boy ride in a sleigh of joy, pulled by 8 tiny tigers eating Siegfried and Roy. Christmas in Las Vegas, what a town. Santa brought me 2 aces, I wonder if I should split. Hey waitress, bring me a drink while I think. What would Jesus hit? The strip lights are all twinkling, there's no room at the inn. But because 'tis the season, they'll comp a suite for Mary at the Wynn. Christmas in Las Vegas, it's Bethlehem with bling. Let's hope the dealer brings 4 newborn kings, 'cause my baby needs a brand new pair of 5 golden rings. Christmas in Las Vegas really swings. Cha-cha-cha-ching. I said Christmas in Las Vegas really swings.
Yo, yo, yo.
You said it, Santa. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you. Good night.
Is a Menikilikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, sunshine by day and all the stars at night. Menikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Get a going and spread some cheer. So limber your legs and sharpen your hooves. Cause tonight is the night we're gonna jump to the roof. So the reindeer, they were so proud and grand to take another trip all over the land. They jumped right into their proper place to get hepped up for that midnight race. Santa, he shook off the ice and snow, boated his sleigh and then yelled, let's go. All the little toys were happy to be, cause they were so bright and new. A little piano then started to play. Old Santa began to swing in his way. Thought he heard a toy drum start to beat, but he found it was the rhythm of the reindeer's feet. Oh, the reindeer boogied in the middle of the road. Tonight we have a mighty big load on. Boogie to the left and boogie to the right. Do the reindeer boogie this Christmas Eve night. Mighty big load on, boogie to the left and a boogie to the right, to the rain to boogie this Christmas Eve night.
Hello, I'm Jerry the Elf, and you're listening to Cabba Radio's third annual Holiday Explosion Show on CITR 101.9 FM. Listen online, CITR.ca. Happy holidays from all the elves!
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with... Always this way. Where is Rudolph?
has it always been this way? Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzenwether? Merry Christmas, merry, merry, merry Christmas. All the children are talking their bits. Sugarplum fairies dancing in their heads. Snowball fighting, so exciting, baby.
You know, the holidays are really a special time for me. Sometimes I like to do the simple things, like curl up beside the fire, whip down my pants, and masturbate all over my chest. Happy holidays, everybody.
This has been Holiday Moments by Cabo Radio.
Masturbating. Masturbating on the holidays.
On the holidays.
Woo! It feels so good to masturbate
on the holidays.
It feels so good when it hits my chest. Warms me on the holidays.
When it hits his chest.
Masturbating. Masturbating.
Masturbating.
Masturbating. Oh. On my chest. On my chest.
On his.
Masturbating on the holidays. It feels so good. Happy holidays, everybody.
Woo-wee! Yeah! Welcome to the show. My name is Mac the Survivalist, and tonight's show is a very special show because it's the holidays. They're here, people, and tonight's show is all about Xmas tree hunting. So let's get into it and how to pick the best tree and what you're going to need for this year's holiday season. Any good Xmas tree hunt begins with the right provisions and equipment. A lot of people will tell you rum is the drink of choice for a successful Xmas tree hunt, but I'm a real traditionalist, so I prefer 190 proof Everclear, which in a pinch is also a great fire starter, and it kills gophers. You might want to bring a flask, but I prefer a full-size water canteen, so you can put a decent amount of booze in there, not just a couple dainty sips. Okay, so with that out of the way, let's get down to the tools you'll need for a successful Christmas tree hunt. First off, you'll need a shotgun. My personal favorite is a Remington over-under semi-automatic, but there is nothing wrong with a good old dependable pump action, if that's what you prefer. Now, to my mind, the need for a shotgun is pretty self-explanatory, but I'm reminded there are sensitive types out there who think firearms are icky. Those types of people shouldn't be out hunting for Xmas trees in the first place. If you ask me, they should be at home with their knitting, while the real men and women are out doing the dangerous work, securing the family Xmas tree. But I digress. Anyway, here's the freaking obvious reason why you need a shotgun for an Xmas tree hunt. How the hell else are you gonna blow them out of the ground? Duh. Oh, sure, a few smartasses out there are gonna say, "Hey, caveman, haven't you heard of thermite?" Well, hell yes, sucker, I've heard of thermite. And I know it burns at about 3,000 freaking degrees, so unless you want a pile of ash to place your Xmas angel on top of, you're not going to use freaking thermite, are you? Now also, I recommend packing a sidearm just in case. I like a Colt Python 45 caliber revolver, but I know the kids today, they like their Glocks, and that's fine, but I'm warning you kids, there'll come a time when you really need that sidearm, and believe you me, it's when you really need it that those automatics jam. Then you'll be wishing you had a nice, reliable Colt Python on your hip. That plus
Does a 9mm really have the stopping power you need? Again, I know some of those dainty types are out there saying, why do you need so many guns? Well, to begin with, sucker, two guns ain't that many. But if you got an Xmas tree to haul back to the truck, I figure you make some trade-offs like leaving the assault rifle on your gun rack. Secondly, why do you need guns, period? Because, like I said, shotguns are the best way to blow trees out of the ground. Plus, if you're out in the woods unarmed, what are you gonna do when a herd of freaking zombies comes down on you, huh? I mean, Jeebus, are you freaking nuts? You're gonna go wandering around in the dark woods unarmed? Is that what you're gonna tell me? So that's settled. But now where do you find a tree? There are lots of places to choose from locally. You can go up into the beautiful North Shore Mountains or out to the Fraser Valley. If you do head up to the local mountains, I'm going to warn you right away that you're bound to run into some outdoor enthusiasts. You know, snowshoers, Xmas country skiers, or if you're really unlucky, a snowboarder. I mean, what's up with them types? Anyway, for them, I always pack a few salt rock loads. Give them a couple rounds in the mix section, and that's the last you'll see of them. Same goes for any of them David Suzuki environmental types lurking around. Out in the Fraser Valley, you don't have that problem, but good trees are a little harder to find. Plus, there's Jehovah's Witness. You know, them Johos to watch out for. Hell, sometimes they're almost as bad as zombies. In either situation, you may encounter some wildlife. And I know it's tempting to unsling and, woo, blaze away. But remember, you're hunting for an Xmas tree, not dinner. You don't want to be field dressing a deer when you could be out stalking the perfect tree. Anyhow, once you're out in the woods sucking back some Everclear, there's also going to be a real temptation to blast away at everything. And hell, you know what? Blast away, fella! There's lots of trees out there, so you can take a couple dozen out and not give it a second thought. You're just clearing the way for the next group of hunters. Do, however, remember to stop and check out what you bagged. Maybe the first one you nail is perfect, but hey, that doesn't mean the fun has to stop. It is the holidays, after all. Well, there you have it. Everything you need for a successful Xmas tree hunt. And hey, don't forget to bring the tax along. You're never too young to bag your first Xmas tree or your first zombie. Just remember to tell them, headshots only. Hell, if you're lucky, you can get your tree and still get back in time for some fun family caroling. Since, let's face it, if you've been tossing back the Everclear, you're probably pretty smashed by this point and need to blow off some steam. Plus, you're already armed and dressed for the outdoors. So why not? Just watch out for them freaking zombies. They sneak up behind you when you're singing. So with that, I'll say Merry Xmas. Unless you're a freaking Jehovah Witness or something like that. In which case, I'll let my 45... yeah, do the talking. Oh, hey, okay, I'm just kidding. Merry Xmas to the whole freaking lot of you, whether you like it or not. Unless you're a zombie. If you're a zombie, me and my boy Zach are gonna find you and blow your freaking head off. He may only be 5, but he's pretty handy with a 20 gauge already. I'm not letting any freaking zombie ruin my Christmas. No siree. Well, that's my advice on how to get a good Xmas tree this year. I'm Mac the Survivalist, and I'll see you next time.
Do you enjoy these sounds? CITR is the home of amazing sounds. So listen to me always. 101.9. CITR.ca.
All right, let's get this joint rocking a little, huh? We'll be right back.
that you were born, child, what is it you're looking for? He said, all I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. And away he went, Rudolph, cruising like a spinning star. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Tell him if he hurries, he can take the freeway down.
Tony Pia. Thank you.
back to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name's Teddy. That's E-Rock over there.
Ho, ho, ho. Do you get that? The whole, like, yo-yo?
Yeah, ho, I just got it. It took me a while because it's so crafty and clever.
Thanks. I came up with that myself.
That's why I like to have you here, buddy.
Explosions!
It's almost the end of the year. This is sort of the end of our holiday explosion show. Thank you so much to all of you that have listened tonight. This, of course, is a pre-recorded show. We're not actually live, but we are glad you're tuning in and listening anyways. I hope you've had a fun night listening to our holiday explosion show. Make sure you come back next week for our last show of 2011. It's the New Year's Eve gala show. And actually, I'm going to be out of town, so E-Rock is going to be hosting the gala all by himself. I may make an appearance, but E-Rock is going to be hosting the big New Year's Eve gala this year as I'm out on vacation.
You didn't tell me that.
Well, I'm telling you now, buddy.
Oh, God.
E-Rock, I believe in you. He's
Somebody
gonna,
help me.
He's going to supply some great entertainment this year.
Somebody help me!
Don't worry. Don't worry, buddy. You'll be able to do it. So make sure you come back next Tuesday night at 11 for our New Year's Eve gala show. It's going to be a blast. E-Rock's going to do a great job. He's just,
nervous.
He's just putting on a show for you right
now.
I'm
not nervous.
We want to wish everyone at home a very happy holiday season. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Enjoy your family. Try not to fight. And maybe get in some holiday sex.
Now, I just going to bring this up quick. It is kind of religious. But a conversation the other night with a lady who really felt that saying happy holidays was not appropriate this time of year. Because it is Christmas. It's... The whole point of it is to celebrate Christ, and people saying happy holidays are taken away from Christ's birthday.
Well, I mean, sure, it's a bit of a big, you know,
but
wash over a bit, but it's also a holiday season. I mean, there's Hanukkah in there. There's all sorts of other stuff that's in there where people get time off. It's like just a big time off period. I mean... You know, some people get a couple weeks off. You know, teachers get off. And yes, some of that is based in the Christmas thing, and we can say I can say Merry Christmas. I have no problem with that. But I don't think it washes over the holidays.
And Christmas is only one day.
Exactly, and so. It's the holiday season. It's the time where families can get together for whatever reason.
So, to all of you, throughout these next couple of weeks that you have off, happy holidays.
Yes.
And to the 25th,
Merry Christmas. From all of us here at Cab Radio, and from all of us, I mean me and E-Rock.
And that guy in the corner who's been staring at me the whole night.
The weird little elf. Yeah. We want to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and I hope you are all safe and well this holiday season. That's it.
That's it.
Next week, reminder. Stay tuned for the E-Rock New Year's Eve Gala. It's going to be a blast.
I'll miss you. I'll miss you, Teddy.
I'll miss you too, E-Rock.
But we'll see you in the new year.
Yes.
We might talk to you. You may make an appearance. I don't know. You haven't really
delved. I hope to make a small appearance.
It's not a word, but.
In the New Year's. I can't be away from you for too long.
That's true.
So, Cab Radio, thank you for listening this year to our third annual Holiday Explosion Show. And we'll see you next week. Good night.
Night, night.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabba Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabba Radio.